Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Dose. It's all about the Benjamins, the stride in the greenback causing worries to bond investors. Perhaps it's fair to say that global central bank actions are causing stress. Global bond markets were under stress yesterday amid talks of Bank of Japan's stance on monetary policy and the risk of a strong reading on the U.S. economic growth due this week. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yields jumped to the highest levels in 5 weeks to 2.96% and were again nearing the psychological 3% mark. Similar maturities of UK gilts and German bunds were also weaker by 4 basis in absolute yield terms and currently at 1.27 and 0.40%. Emerging market local currency bonds were weaker across the board as investors remained sidelined on the back of stronger US dollar. Moreover, Bank of England Deputy Governor Ben Broadbent launched a fresh defense of the bond buying program the bank used when rates got close to zero. He also said that he wasn't sure if he'd support an interest rate increase at the rate decision in August 2nd, in which the Bank of England is expected to hike rates. The market implied probability for a 25 basis rate hike to 0.75% on the BOE rate is at 87%. The US dollar traded higher against most of its G10 peers, with the Australian and New Zealand dollars leading losses, while the yen retraced some of its gains as traders digested reports that the Bank of Japan is considering changes to its stimulus policy. In the region, JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley have been picked to advise on Saudi Aramco's plan to buy a controlling stake in petrochemical maker SABIC. Aramco aims to buy such a stake, possibly taking the entire 70% holding owned by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. Chinese yuan dropped yesterday despite PBOC's injection of $74 billion into the country's banking system the day before in a bid to strengthen the currency. The Chinese yuan depreciated against the US dollar as the pair saw an increase of 0.36% to 6.8177 yuan to the dollar. The yields on the 10-year sovereign bonds by China rose 7 basis to 3.8583% and the highest seen in this month. Take a look at a morning dose for the shape of the Japanese yield curve. Have a good day. Thank you.